about to enter into a world. A world that is so twisted, so mind-numbingly stupid, that you may lose any sense of reality or sanity. Now, get ready to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Rent-A-Cops is produced by the men and women who protect the bylaws of your local homeowners community.
Rent-A-Cops, Rent-A-Cops, the cops that you rent for hire.
Six a.m. meeting with the boss.
Yeah, so this is around the time each morning we go and we visit our boss, and we gotta figure out exactly, you know, what kind of quotas we gotta meet for the day, and you know where we gotta go, what kind of patrol we gotta run. You know what I'm talking about, Murphy.
I'm kind of hungover right now. You know, last night was pretty wild. Oh. We had busted up a gang of kids who were drinking underage, and we had to confiscate the evidence, and it got lost.
Yeah, in our stomachs. Oh, God.
And then afterwards, all over the floor.
Oh, then we just licked it right back up again.
Oh, these hash browns are stale.
Oh, that's because I found them between the seats of our patrol car this morning. Here, have some of my donuts that I've been keeping in my pocket the last couple of weeks.
Oh, thank God. You know, that's the thing. What the one thing that, you know, they say upholding law is important. The only thing that you need to uphold the law is not a gun. It's a good donut.
You really do. Morale, motivation, it's all inside, like, baked inside of a donut.
That'll give you the energy you need for the whole day.
Damn right it will. So, are we just going to stand outside our boss's door doing nothing, or should we go ahead and walk in?
Yeah, we better. We're late as it is.
All right.
Okay, we're going in now.
Oh, Hammer, Murphy, good to see you. What's with the camera?
Oh, we're doing a show thing here.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about it. Don't look at the
it's
camera.
It's for my daughter's bar mitzvah. Don't worry about it.
I feel like it's staring into my soul.
Yeah, it's probably capturing it, too.
Yeah.
You can't understand this technology that exists these days. It's really weird.
Oh, God. Anyways, good bust last night with those underage teens.
Yeah, it's a shame we lost that evidence. I'm really sorry about that.
Nah, it's okay. You know, all's forgiven. Just as long as you saved some for me.
Yeah, there's a Boston Lager on the table right there for you.
Oh, excellent.
Now, this is our president of the Homeowners Association. We report to him every day for, you know, what's going on. And he's a stand-up guy. We think he's a little bit fruity, you know, kind of strange and everything, but
I prefer to be called Chief, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, sure, Chief. Anyways, he's really fruity and, you know, I don't know about him half the time, but he's a good guy. He's a good egg.
He's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm standing right here.
He's not smart. He's, like, stupid.
I can hear everything you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, boss. Hey, Chief, what's up for today?
What's up for today? Well, I've been getting phone calls all night about plenty of suspicious characters, you know, roaming around the condominiums and, getting kind of sick of getting, calls in the middle of the night from Mrs. O'Haley and her wanting me to come over to her house and give her a little something-something, okay?
Yeah, okay, we could do that. So, suspicious characters, is there any kind of description or anything we can go by, you know? Are they, you know, resident looking?
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
From
you know
what I
mean?
From yeah, from what I hear, they definitely look like they ain't from this, this complex, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, okay, I'm writing this down. Minority. Okay, go on.
We also got, we also have calls about illegal lemonade stands popping up all around.
Oh, jeez.
God, I'm sick of those.
Oh.
Yeah, loitering. Plenty of loitering going on.
Yeah, okay. We can look into that.
We're getting complaints of a not enough prostitution.
Is that Mr. Come on. That's my dad. Oh.
Yeah.
You don't just ignore that. I know.
Mr. Cream Pants, that guy. Oh. He literally likes his hose.
Yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed by the whole thing.
It's
Let's just
all
not
right.
Do that, okay? Oh,
so I've got some kids down at 2B complaining about two cops coming in and stealing all their weed.
Yeah, we'll look into that. We'll go back over there, see if they've
grown anything new.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just as you can tell, several complaints going on around the complex. I just need you guys to clean up, and I need you to do it by the book this time.
Hey, look, We gotta do what we gotta do to get these scum out of here. We gotta enforce these bylaws, you know, they're there for a reason. If we can't, you know, enforce those to the best of our abilities, if we're being hampered and I have our hands tied, we might as well just throw our badges in.
I'll have your badges and your bottles of mace.
Oh, this guy's okay. Rough.
Whoa.
You want to see how devoted I am to the code, to the book?
Yeah.
Here, hold on, let me take my shirt off. Don't look, Chief, I know you want to. Look at this, right here. The entire text of the condominium code tattooed on my back, right there.
Yeah, except for, you know, they changed bylaw 22 about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, good God, man. Clause 12 there. Look at that. That's not even what we have anymore. You're going to have to get that fixed.
Yeah, it says, and if the homeowner does this, not the homeowner does it. You're completely out. Oh,
yeah, well, what happened was I've put on a few pounds, and it's kind of stretched the and into just a really long-looking number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see it now. Okay.
Okay. Well, I thought that was nine. Like, nine, the homeowners.
No, it's not nine.
You know, put your shirt back on, because you're making me sick. Oh, jeez. Anyways, Chief, we're going to hit the road here. We're gonna look out and patrol, and we're gonna make sure this place is safe.
All right, you better get out there, and you better make sure you keep my condominiums neat and tidy.
Yeah, no problem.
You better believe
it. Yeah, we could do it. Come on, let's go, Ohama.
So enforcing the bylaws in a condominium, you wouldn't think it would be a tough job, but you've never lived in this condominium before. It really requires brains, character, smarts, muscles. Wits.
And lots of donuts. Don't forget the donuts.
Lots of donuts and a lot of confiscation of various goods.
Yeah, that and a large bag to carry.
Yeah. Oh, wait, do you see that? Do you see that man? He just walked across the street and I do not see a crosswalk right there. I do not see a crosswalk. Get out the car.
All right, let's go. Come on. Come on. You. Stop where you are. Hold on. Freeze, scumbag. Freeze.
I swear to God, if you say one wrong thing, I'm going to let this gun fire right up your ass.
Oh my God. Where'd you get that Uzi from? I was just walking across the street.
Hey, that was confiscated. Don't ask. Listen, we're going to ask the questions to you, pal. Do you see any crosswalk here?
No, I'm...
Look at the ground on you. Do you see lines demarcating a crosswalk in this spot?
I don't see any.
No, I'm blind.
Oh, yeah.
You're blind?
You know what? Ignorance is not an excuse to break the law.
I can tell you're blind. You know how I can tell you're blind? Because you can't see the crosswalk that's not there.
That's right. Hey.
God. And look at that. Oh, and look what he's doing. He's carrying a weapon. I'm going to have to take that staff away from you, sir.
This is my cane. I can't walk without this.
I'm taking that staff away. Nope.
That's a dangerous weapon you're holding there, sir. That's a dangerous weapon.
Wow, that's two offenses.
Hold on. Who are you two? Let me feel your face.
Hey, you touch me, I'm going to smash you.
Assaulting an officer. That's strike three. We're throwing him in the back of the paddy wagon right now.
Okay, hold on. You know, you cuff him right now. I want to talk to you for a second.
That's totally unnecessary.
Okay, you stay right here. You just stay right here and we're going to talk. Okay. Look, I don't know, man. This blind thing, it might not go so good with us, you know? And maybe we should give him just a stern warning. What do you think?
We'll give him a stern warning in jail. I say we throw him back in the paddy wagon, start our collection early.
Yeah. But remember what happened when they had that legless lady we brought in and how much trouble we got with that? I think this is the same kind of thing. I don't want to break the law. You know me. I like to uphold, you know, all 15 articles you've got written on your back. But... You know, in this case, I don't know.
You're lucky I like
you. Screw you, coppers! I'm out of here!
Hey, watch out for the fuck! Oh.
Oh, wow. You didn't see that one coming. Oh,
no.
Man.
Oh, jeez. Okay, you know what? Let's get in the car. Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get in the car. We're going to report a murder.
We're not going to report nothing. Change the logbook. 6:15, went and get donuts.
Yep, we got donuts.
Let's go get some donuts now.
We're going to make that prophecy true.
Yeah, that was a good donut. I mean, when you have a good donut, you got to sit down, you got to relax, have a coffee, put your feet up.
Some milk.
You know, the law ain't going to, you know, wait for nobody, but the donuts are only so fresh for so long, right?
Yeah, about a 3-week span.
Yeah, well, maybe the donuts you eat. Oof. Yeah, well, anyways, we better get back on patrol and see what's up.
Yep, let's get this show on the road.
You know, we just like to, when we're driving, we look around, see if there's any unusual characters about, you know, strange people that we'd have to pull over and possibly, you know, rough up a bit.
Wait a minute! Wait a minute.
Hold on. Okay. Stop. Give me my ruler.
Give me my ruler.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. You're going to love this. Watch this.
Let me put this up to the grass here.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so the audience knows, we have a 1-inch maximum on the lawn grass. Oh, look at that. 1.3. That's an easy 1.3. That might even be 1.4 inches. Let's go knock on the door.
Yeah, okay. Come on. Okay. You draw your weapon just in case.
Yep.
You cover me, okay?
All right, I got you back.
Oh my, did I finally win Publisher's Clique? Oh my god!
Hold still, scumbag.
What?
Do you see what's out there on the ground out there? What do you see? What do you see?
I see nothing but grass.
Yeah, you know what I see? I see a huge infraction there. I see two infractions, in fact. You see how uneven that grass is?
Well, my lawn care boy has been sick, and he hasn't been able to get out here and mow my lawn for me.
Maybe our friend here needs to see a bit of closer look at his oversized grass.
I'm in a wheelchair, for God's sakes! I can't...
Here, let me just grab your hair. Stuck your face right in it and rub it around! See that grass? That was pretty tall, wasn't it? That was like 1.3 to 1.4 inches of grass in your face.
Can't have that. Can't have that. You know what, scumbag? We're taking you in.
What?
That's it. Come on.
Yep.
Get in the back.
Go to the paddy wagon. Old timer.
Get up. Get up.
Age is not an excuse either.
Get up. Why are you not getting up?
I can't get up. I told you. I was just in a wheelchair. You pulled me out.
Yeah. Okay, get up. If you don't get up in 5 seconds, I'm going to say that you are resisting arrest.
I'm paraplegic. I can't do anything.
Oh, I guess then you're not going to feel this on your legs.
Oh my god!
I think we broke something there. Now you're going to get up?
I can't get up. My legs don't work.
All right, keep working on them over. See, when you get a guy out here doing this kind of stuff here, you know, normally we wouldn't be so tough, but I mean, you know, if you let a grass grow like, you know, 0.3 inches, next thing you know, the guy beside him, you know, a half an inch. Next thing you know, you got a jungle all around you. You can't have that kind of thing.
I'm not going to patrol a prairie.
No. You know, it's, you can't do that. It's just not right, man. So, all right. Haul him into the car.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm sick of even looking at him.
I served in the Great War.
Oh, yeah. Now you can serve some time, pal. Yeah.
Good one.
Hold on. I got a couple of cases in the back seat. Just throw them in the trunk.
Oh, okay.
It's so dark in here.
Yeah, whatever, pal.
Yeah.
All right. So, hold on a second. Look over there. Do you see what I see?
Oh, my God.
It's a stand. We got a stand. Let's go.
We got a stand. We got a 514. We're going to pursue this right now.
Okay, kid. Hold it. Don't move, kid. Don't move. He's booking it. He's booking it. Come on.
I'm out of here.
Come on. Let's get him.
Ow.
I'm going to throw my baton at him, see if I can stop him.
I can't. It's up to you. This kid's too fast for me.
Screw you, copper.
10 feet is my limit.
He just climbed a fence.
Oh, God. Should I get my taser out?
He's gone. Did you get a good look at him?
Oh, yeah.
You better call that in. Oh, I'm gonna take a look at the stand.
Let's go look at this. You see, what'll happen is we have a lot of local boys around here. They try to open up lemonade stands, try to make money on the side.
Totally illegal. Totally illegal.
Ask them how much tax they charge on that lemonade. None,
yeah.
Yeah, no. This is underhanded dealing right here, all right?
Yeah, and you know what? No kickbacks either.
Nope.
That's the worst part.
None.
Not to the condo association, and more importantly, not to us. So you come along and you see this. Look at this. He's got the little, he's got the E backwards on lemonade, you know. And you're supposed to think that's so cute and everything. That's like a gang sign, okay? That's like them saying, you know, give him the finger to the law.
He's like, you know, screw you, society. I don't have to learn how to read to enable to interpret the law.
Yeah. Except for that dyslexic kid, you know, I feel bad for him. But all of his letters are backwards, so you know he's screwed up in the head.
Yeah, he's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, he wears a helmet, too. It's sad, you know.
We've put that guy in jail so many times.
I think we're the reason he wears the helmet, too, because there was that time we hit him in the head with a baton. But, you know, he was running.
Yep. You don't run from cops.
No, especially ones with batons, because, you know, you got to throw it. When he's trying to get away, you got to throw it at him, and hopefully a good hit to the back of the legs or the head or any part of the body that makes him fall over, you know you got a good collar then.
Oh, well, you want some of this lemonade? This looks pretty delicious. I'm going to go ahead and I've got to get my breath back.
Yeah.
And grab a drink.
Go ahead. You go ahead. See, I never try the lemonade because I know, you know, half the time the kids have got, like, the dummy stuff sitting in the front prepared for us, right? Because they know he's, like, really into the lemonade thing, and they,
usually, you know, pissing the thing.
Just as salty and acidic as all of them.
See what I'm talking about? You know, I never fall for that. But I like the chocolate bars that leave there in the corner.
I don't taste the lemons when I drink.
Very nutty.
Oh, the nutty chocolate bars?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It's so messy, though.
It's got to be dark chocolate because it doesn't taste really sweet.
Maybe that's a European stuff. I don't know. Anyways, I have to open up the trunk. Get the axe out. Do you think it's going to be okay?
I think it'll be all right.
All right, okay. Get the axe out of the back. We got to break up the lemonade stand.
Let me get the axe here. You get a hatchet, too. Shut. Close the door. You don't want the kids to see that.
No. This is the thing. When these guys are doing this, basically, lemonade in the whole area is illegal. It's against bylaw number 225, which is basically states that no sale of beverages should be done with an unlicensed, unregistered establishment, which is what all these, you know, stands, when you crop up, that's what that is. And so you can't let this happen, right? Because ever since the bylaw's been enforced, we've been having so many problems with these kids coming up. You know, we've seen stands everywhere, you know. It's all underground and everything, but, you know.
Most of the kids nowadays, they don't even write the word lemonade on there.
No.
They just say free advice, and then they have the lemonade right there.
Or oil change. Right?
Yep.
Which, you know, they do a good job with the oil change, but you pay for the oil change, and you get a lemonade. So, you tell me, 50 cents for an oil change? It's fishy, you know what I'm saying?
All right. It's about time we move on to the next.
First, I gotta bust this thing up so that nobody gets to use it. We gotta keep it safe.
Oh, yeah, you go ahead and do that. Yep.
All right, that's that. We must break up at least 15 or 16 of these boxes every week.
And if they don't clean that stuff up by the next day, we got the parents on a littering charge.
Oh, yeah. That's like a $52 fine or jail time.
Yeah, I usually prefer the jail time for them. All right, let's get this show on the road here.
Yeah, back on patrol. It's a tough life, you know. I've been away from my wife for, 15 years since I took this job. I mean, I don't have to be. I mean, it's only like, you know, 6 till 3, but, you know.
Yep, and we live in this complex, so it's like we could technically just knock on the door, ask for, you know, how she's doing. But
yeah.
That's when crime happens. That's the time when you know someone's going to break the law.
Yeah, crime.
Officer, Officer O'Hammer, Officer Murphy, we've got a 425 on the bus stop. 425 at the bus stop. We have three teenagers loitering.
25 on the bus stop. Let's go.
Oh, man, not again.
Get the siren on.
All right, flip it on the siren. We got to get that fast before these kids start breaking it up. Before the bus gets there to take them away.
Okay, you see them there? They're there across the street.
Look at that. One of them's leaning on the pole. That lazy bum.
Take it. I'm going to take this one slow and easy by the book, okay?
All right.
You want to be good cop or the bad cop?
I'll go ahead and be the bad cop. You can
okay.
be the good one.
All right. That's a good plan. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey there, boys. Drop it, scumbags!
Yeah!
Nobody move. I'll shoot you in the face.
Next person that moves, I'm going to skin their asses alive.
What did we do?
This razor blade.
What did we do? Did you hear that?
What did we do?
What time of the day is it, my little friend?
Playing innocent.
What time is it?
It's 9:05 in the morning.
9:05. Okay. What does this bylaw say on his back here?
Yeah. Can you read that?
Can you read that?
Let me take my shirt off again here.
All the letters are stretched. I can't read this.
Okay. What that says is curfew for anyone under the age of 18 is 9:00.
Yep.
It is after 9:00. You should be in your home right now.
That means that's not the curfew. Is 9:00 p.m. I'm waiting for the school bus.
Someone's splitting hairs here.
Do you see an a.m. or a p.m. on there?
No, it's really hard to tell because there's a fat roll right over that sentence.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That says 9:00. That's all it says. You've broken the law, my son. I'm going to have to take you in.
Looks like you're going to jail, and your buddy's over there. They're coming with us. Go tell them they're coming with us.
Yeah, and you run. I got a baton I can whip right at you.
But I've got to get to school.
You should have thought of that before you loitered.
Before you decided to stand around and wait.
Today. The science fair is today. All the people are going to be there. I'm going to show them how to cure cancer. Yep. I can't miss this.
Hey, Mr. Einstein, you don't even know what time of the day it is when the curfew is, and you're going to be doing science? Come on.
Yeah, we're going to teach you some learning. You're going to learn some basic human anatomy in jail.
All right. God.
Yep. Throwing him in the back.
Let me tell you something. These kids, got no respect for the law.
Our trunk's starting to get a little full, but you know what?
Starting
that's
to get a little ripe,
happens.
Too. Oof. Man. I think that old guy let off something or something. I don't know.
Oh my god, this old guy is dead in here! Ah!
Oh, yeah, it looks like we got another stiff. We're gonna have to make it stop by the dumpster before we head all the way back.
Yeah, and we gotta take that off the logbook, too. We better make another appearance over at the donut shop so we can put that in.
Yep, putting it in now.
The thing is, you gotta, you know, respect the law, but at the same time, good thing is at the donut shop, the clocks never work. So we go in there, we change the logbook, and then, you know, they ask, hey, were these guys there at this time? Sure. Yeah, they were there for like, you know, 3-4 hours. So it's good. It's all good.
So now we're done with the donut shop. We're back on patrol.
Good donut, too.
Oh, that one really hit the spot.
That's like a week old, but, you know, I think the crunchy bits was sugar at one time.
It was sugar, but it's kind of morphed into its own kind of crystallized sweet and sour mix.
Delicious.
And that's what makes it really hit the spot. Wait a minute.
What's that?
Hold on.
He's got an eagle eye for a crime, I'll tell you that.
It's like a sixth sense, it really is. You see that garage door? Open. That's against the law. We're gonna have to go in there. We get to confiscate anything we find in there because it's now open. That's public property. When the garage door's open for more than 10 minutes, everything in that garage becomes property of the police.
Yeah, we got that law put in there specifically. Yeah. We had to get, you know, a couple of guys tried to veto, but, you know, you pay the right homeowners and you get any kind of law you can get in there.
No, you better believe it.
So basically, it's called the Finders Keepers Law.
Yep.
And we didn't write it. We just had them write it at our suggestion.
We just dictated it.
And we paid for it.
Yep. All right, so let's kind of go ahead and look here in the garage, see what we can dig up here.
Well, there's a nice car in here.
Yep, nice car. What the...
Ooh, hello. It looks like the two hot cops I ordered are finally here.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, it's this guy.
It's the ramming scam, I'm telling you. This happens a lot to us. It's embarrassing, really. We call it the ramming scam. You see, what happens is they leave the door open. We go in. It's like, you know, like cheese to a mouse, right? Open garage, you know, freebies. What are you going to do, right? But, you know, sometimes you get those lonely people out there who want to have a lot of company. I got locked into a garage once for like 2 weeks. I don't even want to go over what happened.
All I remember is...
I got post-traumatic stress disorder from it, and I'll tell you.
You walked like you were riding a horse for 3 days straight afterwards, too.
Those were the meanest girl guides I've ever met in my life, I'll tell you that much.
I heard they were looking for a little more prostitution going around here, and oh boy, I'm so glad you two are here.
Okay, Grandma, just back off.
So how much? How much?
All right, Grandma, just back off for a second.
I've got plenty of singles!
Oh, wait a minute, if Granny's gonna make it rain for us, might as well make a little bit of extra cash on the side.
All right, shake your moneymaker. I'm gonna go over here and just watch from a distance. Hope I don't get any flashbacks.
All right, lady. You get to enjoy the show, all 435 pounds of it.
Problem is, if he ever starts, it's really sad because you get a roll starting on one side, and it's like a wave across the ocean. And it slaps on the one side and flies all the way back. Sometimes he can go for an hour because of that, you know, the motion.
I did name that move the Waves of the Ocean.
Let me just set the mood here by closing the garage door and turning on my disco light.
Oh, right.
And that's why I'm on the outside, see?
Let's get the music started.
Here they go. Man, there's the garage. Alright, he's probably going to be in there for a good 2 to 3 hours or so.
Yeah, you like some of that? Oh, yeah. Hold on, I gotta catch my breath. Alright, start dancing.
Yeah, it's not a pretty sight. I'm kind of glad I'm over here on the outside. Oh, jeez. Look at that over there. Another freaking stand. Kid, you! Yeah, I'm seeing you. I'm looking at you. Come here.
Hi, would you like to buy some lemonade? I made it myself.
I'd like to buy lemonade. How'd you like me to buy this baton across your head?
We don't sell that. We have lemonade and ice, and that's it.
Where's your license, kid?
We have a cup.
Where's your license?
We don't sell those either.
No, you don't. I bet you don't.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, come over here. You're going to take a little walk into
please.
The truck. No,
five
come here.
Cents.
Come here. Come on, we're going into the trunk here. Why don't you just spend some time with your friend over here? Oh, and the smelly corpse.
Timmy, the cops are on their way over to your lemonade stand. Timmy, hurry up. Just leave some
I'll do just that. See you later. Apparently some cops are after me, and I've got to run now.
Yeah,
bye, mister.
They've already busted up my lemonade stand. Get out of there! Get out of there!
Oh, nope. Looks like I can't run because this man has his hand on my shirt.
Okay. Looks like little Timmy here is going to be taking a little ride with us in the trunk. And maybe he's going to tell us a few things about his friends there who are a little bit knowledgeable about what's going on. Won't you, Timmy?
We all have lemonade stands, and we make lemonade for whoever wants them.
Yeah, I bet you do, kid.
It's delicious.
Get in the trunk. Get in the trunk.
I love this. This is my favorite part of making a lemonade stand.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Oh, God, kid. God, kid, don't get in the trunk here. There's a dead... Oh, God, don't close the trunk!
All right, okay.
Oh, this smells like my dad's basement.
Good. You could live in it for a while. Play your Xboxes or whatever.
God, that was the easiest $3.55 I ever made.
Yeah, well, guess what I got to do? Busted up another lemonade stand.
Oh, you got another one. Good.
Oh, Hammer! Get back over here. I left my teeth in your pants.
That's going to be kind of kept. I kind of need an extra pair for myself.
Well, at least you got to confiscate something. Ugh.
You better believe it. We gotta drop these guys back off here.
Yeah, we better get in. It's 3 o'clock. Shift's ending right now. We don't get the nighttime shift. That's where the real action happens. That's where the kids, you know, the kids after 9 o'clock again get arrested. We don't get that. That goes to the tough guys. You know, we're just you know, average everyday citizens who just want to, you know, look after people and keep the neighborhood safe.
We try to keep it safe, but if you guys haven't noticed already, we patrol some pretty mean streets here.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, there's already been, what, 2 deaths already today?
There's been at least 2 deaths, illegal activity, selling of illegal substances.
Prostitution. Yeah. It's a tough, tough neighborhood, you know.
It's rough.
It's worth it at the end of the day when you can look in your chief's face and, oh, hey, chief, and, you know, see that he's happy that we did the job we had to do.
God, Murphy, O'Hammer, what's with the camera again?
We're still doing the
show,
chief.
Yeah, daughter's bar mitzvah, all right?
Yeah.
It's already stolen 6 minutes of my life. I don't need it to steal anymore.
Anyways, we got some stuff in the trunk for you, so,
go ahead and throw him into prison.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. We have also had, you know, 2 calls about 2 missing people. One was a blind man and another was an old friend of mine.
Yeah, you better turn that camera off.
Yeah, let's go ahead and turn this camera off. Also, I left something really important in the trunk. I'm going to have to go out there.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I'm on my way out there.
No, I've got to get it myself. It's something that I can only touch. I made it myself. For you. Oh. It's a present for you.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Chief. That haircut. Yeah. That haircut you got on there. That's not regulation, is it?
What are you talking about? What do you mean it's
not
regulation?
Oh, I think we got a runner here. Come on. Let's keep...
Hold on.
Get him.
You'll never get me, O'Hammer.
Get him in the trunk.
Throw him in the paddy wagon. Wait, let me tase him. Let me tase him again.
Tase him. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, man. You want to know where your friend is? Throw him in the trunk.
I'll have your mace for this.
Yeah, being a rent a cop's a tough life, but in the end, it's worth it.
You've been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's episode, starring King Penguin, Doc on the Web, and Murphy Kid. Written by Murphy Kid, King Penguin, and Doc on the Web. Sound effects provided by Earcom and Freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting Mystery Mind adventures.